Ask the clerk to call the roll.
Mr. Eberlin?
Here.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Hanna? Mr. Horton?
Here.
Mrs. Lando? Mrs. Logsdon?
Here.
Mr. Nichols?
Here.
Mr. Pelham?
Right here.
Mr. Potter?
Here.
Mr. Shue?
Here.
Ms. Shannon?
Here.
Mr. Thu?
Here.
Mr. Tobia? Mr. Van Castle? Mr. Vanetten?
Here.
Mr. Valino?
Here.
Mr. Warner?
Here.
Excellent. I'll ask everyone to stand and please ask Legislator Thu to lead the invocation and Legislator Van Etten to lead the Pledge of Allegiance.
Father God, we just come before you. We just thank you for this cool, crisp morning. We just thank you for our health, for our county's prosperity. We pray that you will give us wisdom and guidance as we do our deliberations today. We just thank you for everyone who volunteers to support our community and support our country. And we just thank you for all the blessings you give us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Certificates of appreciation. Okay, wonderful.
Greg Pomplis.
How are you?
Doing well.
Okay. On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to recognize you and thank you for 25 years of service to the county. Thank you. Greg's at the gym all the time using the treadmill. He'll be here for another 25.
Robert Knowles.
That's why I can never get on it, because he's always...
Good morning. On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to thank you and recognize you for 10 years of service to Steuben County. Thank you so much.
No, don't eat it today.
Thomas Hillman.
Not here.
Yes. Kelly Bigelow.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, I want to thank you and recognize you for 25 years of service to Steuben County. We can't thank you enough. Yes. while I'm down here, I just wanted to have one more moment to thank an employee who is moving on to a different job opportunity. Bill Cottle, if you're back there. I see you hiding in the background. This is going to be his last meeting. He has led the charge on our youth and government. He will be sorely missed, and he's moving on to another workforce opportunity, and we are going to miss you very much.
We do have one employee that could not make it, Christine Spear from Person Services with 15 years.
All right, we'll go on to comments from members of the public. We'll call your name, and when you come up, you will repeat your name, tell us where you're from, and I will set the timer. We have quite a list today. I will limit everyone to 3 minutes.
Cheryl Johnson.
Good morning.
And my county legislator is Debbie Shannon. I'm here this morning to express my opposition to the 287G agreement and the intergovernmental agreement with the U.S. Marshals Service that allows the county jail to house ICE detainees. I understand these agreements have been in place in the past in our county and that recent renewals are now getting the community's attention because of events occurring in other locations, especially Minnesota. Further, I understand that our county doesn't resemble Minneapolis in that, according to the 2020 census data, we have a low percentage of residents in the county who are foreign-born, approximately 3%. And of those, it appears that maybe 1% are foreign-born and non-resident. While the Minneapolis foreign-born population appears to be approximately 14%, and 7% are currently non-citizens, according to the Minneapolis Times. Perhaps this is one of the factors that made them a target for ICE. So, by that logic, it would appear that we are unlikely to have an influx of federal ICE officers coming into Steuben County to round up our 1% of residents who may still be here. But nonetheless, I have several concerns. First, with the task force model, I understand this allows our local law enforcement to make immigration arrests during routine police enforcement, essentially turning our law enforcement officers into ICE agents. While these agreements were first developed in 96, they weren't adopted by law enforcement agencies until several years later and were subsequently discontinued under President Obama due to the civil rights abuses associated with the program, especially racial profiling. They were only brought back with the second Trump administration in the past year. It would seem that this policy could divert our sheriff officers from community policing and potentially making our police, our communities less safe. Further, immigrants may be less likely to call local law enforcement if they are victims of a crime for fear that they too would be arrested. So paradoxically, it would make our communities less safe by these policies that make our immigrant communities afraid to report these crimes. Secondly, I'd like to express my concern about the recent agreement that allows our county to jail, our county jail to house ICE detainees. According to the Spectrum News report on March 23, 2026, reporting data from the Deportation Project, Steuben County had only 4 ICE arrests in January through October of 2025. This would seem as though we're not having a big problem with needing to detain individuals apprehended from our own county. The Public Safety and Corrections Committee met on March 2nd, and reading from those minutes, item 6, states that the sheriff reported that the last time we housed an ICE inmate was 2015. He goes on to say they indicated that they have 20 to 30 that they would like us to house.
All right. I'm sorry. Your 3 minutes are up. I'm sorry. We have a lot of people on the list. Sorry.
Well, I would just like to say it makes it seem as though we're about to become an ICE detention center without it really being talked about in that way.
Thank you.
Colleen Boland.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Colleen Boland, and I'm a resident of the city of Corning, and my representatives, Hilda Lando and Joe Tobia, who on behalf of all of us who are here from Corning, send our best to Joe. I don't know if he's on Zoom or if Hilda is, but if you are, this message is for you and for the entire legislature. I am retired military, Army and Air Force. The oath I took a long time ago never expires, which is why I stand out in the community to speak up against injustices. A very specific thing. Sheriff Allard, in the I guess it was probably a couple months ago in the meeting, he said that no one called him about these agreements. Well, if you recall, these agreements dropped on the community like that. We didn't have an opportunity to respond. We are responding now, and we will continue to respond. I also want to point out that as I was watching, as Cheryl was speaking, there were people on their devices. No one was looking at her. No one was taking notes. No one was listening. We're not going to, we come here with information. We come here with facts. We have the opportunity, we have the responsibility, unfortunately, to be correct 100% of the time. So I would ask, as a courtesy from all of our legislators, to start paying attention to what we are saying. We're not going away. We will be here. We apologize for extending your meetings, but that's going to continue. Also want to point out that these 287G agreements are not necessarily popular across the country. Bucks County, right across the border in Pennsylvania, just canceled theirs because of concerns of ICE tactics. Governor Hochul is calling for a ban on 287G agreements, and I can tell you that the folks that are here are going to be backing her 100%, and we will find folks across NY23 who feel the same and will act to support her in that effort. So you folks have an opportunity to get ahead of that before it gets more difficult for you. My understanding is a PS&C meeting, which I was not at, I believe it was the last one or the one before, Joe Tobia put up a motion to have the 287Gs, I believe, reviewed for rescindment or just flat out reviewed. He couldn't even get a second to that motion. That is wrong, because now that topic can't come up to hear the people and have us have a comment back to that. And I also understand that when he did that, the other four members, I don't know if Chairman Horton was involved with it, but I would ask that he get a handle on decorum in his meeting, because there was side talk, giggling, and criticisms of Joe's motion.
Thank you.
That is bullshit.
Sorry,
yeah, my time is up.
Yes.
And the only other thing, I would like to ask for a signed copy of the MOU for the agreement with the Marshal's office. I would also ask you to fix your website. It's not current. And also, please turn up the volume on your mics. Nobody can hear you out there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Mattingly.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly. My name's Bill Mattingly. I live in Irwin, and my legislator is Debbie Shannon. At the January Steuben County legislator meeting ratifying the most recent agreement with the U.S. Marshals Service, Sheriff Allard noted that in our county, quote, we would not take administrative detainees. While laudable as that goal is, Sheriff Allard's statement actually contradicts the words in the contract itself. The contract necessarily binds us to follow orders rather than determine our own rules as deputized agents of the federal government. In Section 2, the contract identifies that our county must comply with all federal court orders. In Section 3, our local county jail must comply with executive orders. Following federal orders and mandating compliance with executive orders removes local ability to refuse to take administrative detainees. This would violate the contract. Nothing prevents the federal government from requiring our local police to arrest and detain people suspected of not having legal status, regardless of criminality. The county may be forced to take into custody asylees who are following all the rules, pregnant mothers, and even citizens just suspected of being illegal. These are examples of real life situations happening every day around the country. Being beholden to executive orders is not where we want to be. We trust our local police force, and this agreement takes away their power. Steuben County has agreed to these contracts knowing that the mandate from the federal government is to arrest and detain anyone suspected of being out of status without due process. That's abundantly clear. The new U.S. Marshals agreement increases our bed count from the previous 25 beds to 35 beds. This expansion in bed count was completely absent in the January press release, which stated that the only change was the per diem charge. Has the county critically assessed the increased risk and liability of this contract? Making a bit more money now with the increased per diem will pale in comparison if an administrative detainee or even an American citizen were to become ill or die in our prison. I urge you to stand with the rule of law, the Constitution, and due process for all, and terminate all three agreements, the U.S. Marshals Agreement and the two 287 agreements. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Tom Chapman.
Good morning.
Hello, my name is Dr. Tom Chapman. I live in Painted Post. I'm asking again to terminate both 287 agreements between the Sheriff's Office and ICE. We all just pledged allegiance to the flag and to the Republic for which it stands. When you signed these agreements, you pledged our allegiance to Kristi Noem, who has violated the First and Fourth Amendments, bypassing due process with warrantless arrests, obstructing Congress, and disregarding court orders. 32 people died in ICE custody last year. We're up to 13 so far this year. She'd still be in charge if she didn't funnel $200 million in taxpayer money to a corporation that was founded 8 days prior. See, even criminals have a code, and when you skim money from the boss, you get the axe. But fortunately, there's only one qualification to lead ICE, and that is unwavering loyalty. And so now we have Mark Wayne Mullen, no college degree, no law enforcement experience, no legal background. He just took his dad's plumbing business and his MMA fighting skills, and he's suddenly going to lead an organization of 260,000 people with a budget of $70 billion. He opened a Senate hearing claiming he's not afraid of physical confrontation. In fact, he said, sometimes I look forward to it. I don't know if you watched the video where he stood up from his seat and actually tried to fight a witness in the Senate. You wouldn't hire him here in Steuben County for sheriff or any job. If he can't control his emotions in a room like this, full of public servants, how's he going to exercise proper judgment in the field? His only credential is loyalty, and that loyalty is not to the Republic, it's not to the Constitution, and it won't be to Steuben County when his people come here. Sheriff Allard claims Steuben County gets to decide who we take in prison and when and how we engage with ICE. That is an illusion. Minnesota Operation Metro Surge was not about immigration alone. It was about demonstrating to the American public that one man's personal army can do anything it wants. The state and local government can do nothing to stop them. They can walk into an American's house and grab you from your bed at night and drag you out into the street. In 2016, our president said I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody. And in Minneapolis, they did that. And no one's allowed to investigate. We voted to put you in those seats so that you could manage the business here in Steuben County. And you pledged your allegiance to something entirely different. Why are you signing up to use Steuben County tax dollars to sponsor our sheriffs to work on someone else's mission for free? If they don't have work to do here, let them go. If you got extra money, fill potholes.
Thank you. That is your 3 minutes.
Jess O'Connor.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Jessica O'Connor, and I am a constituent from Corning, New York. My legislators are Hilda Lando and Joe Tobia. I'm here to ask you to rescind your 287G agreements with ICE. I have heard Sheriff Allard state both to you in session and also in interviews that these agreements are, and I quote, business as usual, end quote. Please reconsider. What we are seeing in our country right now is anything but business as usual. Masked, heavily armed ICE agents have been given arrest quotas, leading them to target people who have committed no violent crimes. They are terrorizing communities across this country, including imprisoning immigrants on student visas for writing things that this administration doesn't like, imprisoning children, separating children from their parents, and deporting people to countries where they have never been. Sometimes people are even being arrested after they come out of an immigration hearing where they're literally following the legal process for staying in this country. That happened to the husband of someone I know. ICE is shooting people in the head in broad daylight with impunity. They are entering people's homes without warrants. I have friends in this county with brown skin and accents, and it doesn't matter that they are here legally. One of them looked into lightening her skin. Can you imagine? Her daughter is a U.S. citizen by the same 14th Amendment that makes me a U.S. citizen. I've heard Sheriff Allard dismiss these concerns as, and I quote, fear-mongering, end quote. If he wants to keep believing that everyone ICE detains deserves to be detained, that's fine, but that is not the truth. I am asking you to reject the idea that we as a county must cooperate with ICE. In fact, I think our moral compass demands in this moment that we must refuse to cooperate with them and even work intentionally to hinder their efforts. The federal government is currently pushing for 20 million beds in detention facilities. That is 2 million more people than Soviet Russia sent through their Gulag work camp system. I do not know what my German ancestors could have done differently to stop the rise of concentration camps in their backyards, but I have read enough of history not to be fooled by the propaganda that the people this administration is currently targeting have done anything. They are being scapegoated, and this should sound familiar and strike fear into our hearts. You must be courageous and do what is right. I know that even as a stay-at-home mom of four children, I am responsible for the actions of my elected officials. I am complicit when you do wrong, and if you do not do what is right, I will have to run for office and challenge you from those seats instead of from this podium. Please do not give ICE permission to operate freely in this community. Let's start with the bare minimum of rescinding the 287G agreements that you made last summer. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Wells.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly and everybody. My name is Wayne Wells from Cameron. Trump's rule is a terminal cancer and metastasizing. Some MAGA folks tell me Putin's Russia is a Christian nation we should be emulating through Trump's rule. Patriarch Kirill, head of Russian Orthodox Church and KGB intelligence operative at the World Council of Churches, has described Putin's rule as a miracle of God. Sound familiar? He goes around blessing missiles and other weapons of war aimed at Ukrainian civilians with his holy pot of smoke. When Trump ordered our soldiers to literally bend a knee to Putin, it should have sickened every American worthy of the meaning of the word patriot. Trump's cabinet is filled with incompetent sycophants and operatives like Stephen Miller, who is right out of a mold of Hitlerian Nazism. One of the more dangerous of these bootlickers to power is Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. It is not only his incompetence that should worry us, but his Christian nationalist identity. Now that our No more foreign wars, pedophile protecting dear leader has gotten us into another war of choice. The solution of Hegseth is to pray to Jesus on our knees because obviously he has no plan. The Iran war, in which Putin has admitted giving intelligence to the Iranians to target our servicemen and women, has drawn a strange response from our dear leader, Trump. He has lifted sanctions on Russian oil that is filling the coffers of Putin's war machine. So where is our Secretary of State, Marco Rubio? A previously strong force opposing Putin's rule threat to the free world, little Marco, Trump's nickname, apparently completely neutered, is trotting around behind the dear leader, debasing himself by wearing oversized shoes ordered by Trump for his bootlicking cabinet. We the people need to wake up and depose this cancer on our nation. Our institutions that keep us free and keep power in check are being gutted. And that goes right back to everybody that's talking about this ICE Gestapo-like activity in our country. And if you like Trump, just remember, somebody else is going to come in that you aren't going to like. And if they have authoritarian rule, watch what happens.
Thank you, Mr. Wells.
Morgan Moore.
Oh, there she is. Okay. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. My name is Morgan Moore. I live in the city of Corning. My legislators are Hilda Lando and Joe Tobia. I'm here to urge you to terminate both 287G agreements between the Steuben County Sheriff's Office and ICE. What we've seen these past several months amply demonstrates why we can't trust ICE. ICE and Border Patrol, which work together on raids, are now rogue, masked, hyper-militarized federal police forces intent on terrorizing both citizens and non-citizens. The way Border Patrol treated Marimar Martinez is emblematic of Border Patrol's and ICE's brutal, out of control, and wholly unconstitutional law enforcement tactics. Marimar Martinez is a U.S. citizen who teaches at a Montessori school in a Minneapolis area neighborhood. According to Martinez's testimony to Congress, she was driving to drop off clothes at her local church and came upon an unmarked Border Patrol vehicle. She started honking her horn to warn others that Border Patrol were in the neighborhood. After 15 minutes of honking, the Border Patrol agent Charles Exum sideswiped her car with his. Then Exum shot Martinez five times through the side of her car as she drove past. Martinez managed to drive to a mechanic shop and called 911 before passing out. She was taken by ambulance to a hospital where she was released 3 hours later into the custody of the FBI while still bleeding through her bandages. Her injuries were such that the FBI postponed putting Martinez in detention and instead took her to a second hospital for further treatment. Nevertheless, Martinez was taken to FBI lockup the next day. Somehow the vehicle Exum was driving was taken out of the FBI evidence garage and driven to Maine, where the Border Patrol mechanics buffed out the damage. Agent Exum bragged in text to his fellow agents about how many holes he put into Martinez's body. Exum was even praised by his superior for shooting Martinez, a U.S. citizen. All charges were dismissed with prejudice by the judge 14 days later. This sounds like a multi-million dollar lawsuit in the making. Imagine if this happened in our small, relatively peaceful town of Corning in Steuben County with a Steuben County sheriff also in the vehicle. This is liability exposure we don't want. I urge you to stand with the rule of law, the Constitution, and due process for all, and terminate the 287G agreements between Steuben County Sheriff's Office and ICE. Thank you so much for your work.
Thank you.
Eva Turner.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, my name is Eva Turner. I'm from Cameron Mills, and I live by contaminated water and soil from the sludge spreading on farmland next to me. I encourage you to pass a countywide moratorium on sludge spreading to prevent more towns like Thurston and Cameron from the toxic environment that they're living with. No one is coming here to help these people with their contaminated wells, their ponds, their streams, and soil. Don't let this happen to other towns and residents of Steuben County. I'm also to the understanding that this public speaking time is for the ideas and concern for our county. Not to come here, name call, say untruths, incite fear mongering, and hate for the President of the United States and his voters. This leads to false information and can lead to violence. Let's encourage everyone to stay on county business and not use this time to voice their political views. And I want to thank you for passing the amendment for the pay increase for our county jail. This only brings in more revenue, nothing else. the same agreement that's been here for 30 years. I'd like to thank the Sheriff's Department for agreeing to go with ICE if they need to come here. Why would you not want them to? You don't trust our police officers to act professional or stay within the law or keep the peace? Or do you don't want a peaceful arrest? You want out of control protesters, which only brings chaos, violence, just for your political narratives. ICE has been here two times. Our police officers went with them. No problems. The last time we had an ICE detainee in jail was 1915. Stop the hate, stop the fear mongering for something that does not exist here in Steuben County. Many have come here to disapprove of our agreement with ICE, even some from out of the county. But many more in the county approve of this agreement. They can't come here. They got jobs. They're working. They're out there taking care of the sick, keeping their town safe, running business, or have county meetings. Their voices need to be heard too. Let's make Steuben County free of contamination and safe for everyone. I hope going forward, you can use this time for county business, not political views. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lynn, Gary.
Morning.
Good morning.
My name is Lynn Gary, and I'm one of those people from outside the county that the lady who spoke before me disapproves of, apparently. I'm from Schuyler County, and we had a meeting like this a few months back to prevent our county from entering into an ICE agreement. Why?
Let's stay focused.
The lady who doesn't like contamination, I agree with that. I'm here to talk about another contamination because it is a moral issue. It is a contamination of the democracy of the United States of America. ICE is not about law enforcement. These contracts are there for the purpose of turning our law enforcement into something that is un-American, something that is not fit for the citizens of a free country. A little bit at a time, they call it the camel's nose under the tent. We know what law enforcement is. We've all seen it. I'm 70 years old. I've seen it all my life. Law enforcement does not run around with masks with their names covered, dressed like they're in a war zone. They don't stop random people driving by and break their windows and drag them out of their car. What's the reason? Because of their skin color. This is not acceptable. This isn't the society that I want to live in Schuyler County. And I very much doubt the people in Steuben County want that either. Now, this is supposed to be about immigration enforcement. ICE was just allocated a budget in Washington of $165 billion. Billion! That's more than the Marine Corps. What is all that money for? Thousands of agents and a whole string of detention centers. Is this necessary for the guy that's fixing the roof who doesn't have work papers? These detention centers are being run by for-profit companies. And you know when your business relies on having people to lock up, you've got to always have more people to lock up. So when they deport that guy who's roofing without papers, who goes into those prisons next? Do you think because you are the right kind of person that it won't happen to you? Have you heard the name Martin Niemöller? He was someone who thought he was the right kind of person, and he did not find out until it was too late that all it takes to go from the right kind of person to the wrong kind of person is to disagree with the government.
Thank you. That is your 3 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You. appreciate your attention.
I cannot read this. I believe it's Sean, Town of Corning. I could be wrong. Middle initial K. Joan? Oh. Joan. Okay. Sorry about that.
It's Joan.
Good morning.
My name is Joan Rosen. I'm from the town of Corning, and my representatives from the town of Corning are Justin Eberlin and Scott Bennett. I'm here basically to ask to rescind the 287G agreement. Newly released details from the administration plan to double the federal immigration detention capacity, spending an estimated $38.3 billion from last year's reconciliation bill to implement a new detention model by the end of fiscal year 2026. Upon hearing this, we had a meeting. There was a conference of the Catholic bishops on migration. There, Bishop Brendan J. Cahill, the chairman of the conference, urged the administration and Congress to pursue a more just approach. Quote, the thought of holding thousands of families in massive warehouses should challenge the conscience of every American. Whatever their immigration status, these are human beings created in the image and likeness of God. And this is a moral inflection point for our country. We implore the administration and Congress to lead with right reason, abandon this misuse of taxpayer funds, and to instead pursue a more just approach to immigration enforcement that truly respects human dignity, the sanctity of families, and religious liberty. The bishops also approved a letter to Pope Leo, making their current challenge clear. Quote, as shepherds of the United in the United States, we face a growing worldview that is so often at odds with the gospel mandate to love thy neighbor, they told him. We support secure and orderly borders and law enforcement actions in response to dangerous criminal activity, but we cannot remain silent in this challenging hour while the right to worship and the right to due process are undermined. It's very disappointing to me to see that this legislature and my representatives are more interested in making money, no matter where and how it comes to us. Some people would call it blood money. Clearly, to me, there is an indifference to human suffering.
Thank you.
Tim Hargrave.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Tim Hargrave. I'm from the town of Cameron. Last month, my comments targeted downstate trash coming into our landfill. Since that meeting, a county employee has informed me that no trash is received from New York City or New Jersey. I stand corrected and apologize for that misinformation. However, I would like to clarify my position. I believe our landfill should be for Steuben County generated trash only. All trash that goes into our landfill should come from an area that one of you folks represent. Again, I ask you folks to reach out to the towns that you represent and ask them if they want trash generated outside of our county to fill up our landfill. That's my first point. My second point, as I stated last month, I'm a veteran of two branches of the military, United States Air Force, United States Army. Because I'm a patriot, I fully support everyone's right to speak. However, in recent months, other people have said at this podium and labeled the current administration and specifically President Trump in a dangerous and false way. Falsely labeling President Trump as a pedophile or a child rapist could possibly and dangerously motivate an unstable person. As an example, I could walk out of here today wearing my Trump hat and be confronted or attacked by a person motivated by these false and dangerous labels. This could put me in a dangerous position where I could be hurt, or more than likely, I'd be forced to hurt the person to protect my family and friends. I believe that we could all be safer if the county adopted a policy that gives clear guidelines on public comment and restricts insightful and dangerous false labels. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, that is the end of our public comment period. I'll entertain a motion to adopt the minutes from the previous meeting.
So moved, Pelham. Second, Powder.
Are there any questions or corrections? Just by acclamation, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are carried. Are there any reports of standing committees? Reports of special committees? Reports of county officers? Any announcements?
I do have one announcement.
Yes, Mr. Thu.
I had a client of mine who's a resident of Steuben County reach out to me. She was being threatened by an individual. And I made one call to the district attorney's office. And by the end of that day, the individual had been arrested and there was a restraining order put against that person. So I just wanted to thank our local law enforcement and our district attorney's office for working diligently, because my client was basically in tears saying, hey, you probably saved my life. And so I just wanted to thank the district attorney's office for getting on that.
Thank you so much. I also have an announcement. I was able to attend the Bradford Fire Department annual dinner, and they had certificates for various people that have assisted them. And I accepted on our behalf for the Steuben County Emergency Medical Services a thank you from the members of the Bradford Emergency Medical Services for our assistance during 2025. And as we had our chairman's meeting this morning, we know how critical our emergency services are, not just fire, but medical as well. So I'll turn this certificate over to Jack or to Tim at the end of the meeting, but I wanted everyone to be aware. Any other announcements? All right, we'll move on to general orders of the day. Would the clerk please read Resolution 1?
Introduced by Mr. Vanetten. Matters pertaining to county real property tax sales, corrections of assessments, property taxes, and other real property acquisitions and dispositions.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes. Resolution 1 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 2?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick. Receiving and accepting the March 23rd, 2026 communications log as prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
I need a second.
Second.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, this is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. Resolution 3, please. Sorry. Clerk, please read Resolution 3.
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Thu. Presenting local law tentatively number 1 for the year 2026, establishing a registry for animal abusers.
Now, my understanding is this wasn't published in a timely fashion for public notice, so this needs to be tabled.
I'll make the motion to table.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I am opposed, but I understand the process, and we have to follow the process to put the law in order. So let's please get this done. Will the clerk please read Resolution 4?
Introduced by Mr. Thu. Presenting local law tentatively number 2 for the year 2026, amending local law number 8 for the year 2023, relative to enrolled volunteer firefighter or ambulance worker.
Second, Pelham.
Are there any questions?
I didn't have a question, but I did kind of want either Tim or Jack to kind of explain it to those that are here, because there is quite a bit of verbiage within the actual documentation itself, just the general.
Please.
Larry is here as well. So the underline is new, and essentially we just took what was in state law that was amended and put that verbiage in here. So it's really just a change in the up to 50% is my understanding.
Mr. Valino?
Does this become local law number one of the year 2026, since it'll be passed before the
annual? Likely, yeah. So that would be, it's okay, for presentation purposes, but for adoption next month, then it would be whatever local law that is.
Okay.
Any other questions? Seeing none, this is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 4 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 5?
Introduced by Mr. Thu. Presenting local law tentatively number 3 for the year 2026, amending local law number 3 for the year 2023, relative to senior citizens, creating additional income categories and corresponding exemption percentages on real property.
Second order.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, by acclamation, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 5 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Introduced by Mr. Thu, authorizing revisions to the administrative code.
Second, Pelham.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 6 carries.
I'd like to make a motion to combine 7 and 8 and waive the reading on those.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Will the clerk please call the roll on Resolutions 7 and 8 for adopting corrective action plans for computer data and financial management audit?
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolutions 7 and 8 carry. Will the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Introduced by Mr. Horton. Standardization of mechanical truck scales utilized by the Public Works Solid Waste Division.
Second, Bellum.
Are there any questions or comments? Mr. Horton.
Should that be Mr. Horton on that?
It was.
Yep, I've got Horton on both of the next two.
I didn't know if it should be me or the head of Public Works.
Good point from there.
That's what I meant by it. Not a.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it should be me.
So it should be me as a first, and then somebody else needs a second.
So somebody else will need to second it.
I'll second it.
Thank you. So you have that correction. It's presented by Mr. Pelham, seconded by Van Etten. Any other questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 9 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 10?
Introduced by Mr. Pelham.
Well, no, this one would be.
That's going to be Mr. Horton.
Emergency services, it's public safety.
Okay, my apologies. I'm looking at the other one. Introduced by Mr. Horton. Standardization of cardiac monitors utilized by the Office of Emergency Services.
Second, Pelham.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Resolution 10 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 11? Oops.
Introduced by Mr. Potter. Authorizing the Interim Director of Public Health to update the schedule of fees.
Second, Pelham.
Are there any questions?
Yeah, I do have one on this. So, I mean, how often are we administering these? Very often?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some more often than others, but yeah, it's pretty regular.
And we just did increases due to the increase in price across the board.
Correct. And it's been 2 years since we increased prices.
Okay.
Any other questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Resolution 11 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 12?
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Vanetten. Authorizing a transfer from road improvements unassigned to road project funds.
Second.
Should this be Pelham?
Pelham, yep.
But where are these all?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Resolution 12 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 13?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Vanetten. Authorizing a transfer of unused 2025 opioid settlement funds to Family Service Society for 2026.
Second.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes. Resolution 13 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 14?
Introduced by Mr. Potter. Authorizing the county manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with Chemung County for preschool transportation.
Second at Warner.
Are there any questions or comments?
Yeah, I wasn't here for the... It's just one student that has changed locations from Chemung to Steuben County?
Moved from a Chemung County school district. Now they are at a Steuben County school district. So as a result, it is our responsibility in working with the schools and the family. Transportation by Chemung County still would be the most cost-effective and efficient. So to do that, we would need an intermunicipal agreement.
Okay, sounds good.
Any other questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 14 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 15?
Introduced by Mr. Horton. Authorizing a memorandum of understanding with IPPC Technologies, Inc.
Second.
Pelham. Are there any comments or questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Resolution 15 carries.
I'd like to make a motion to combine 16 through 19 and waive the reading. These are all accepting and appropriating funds.
Second, Pelham.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Resolutions 16 through 19 carry. Thank you. Will the clerk please read resolution 20? As soon as you can find it, right?
Well, we didn't. He just put 16, 17, and 18.
Oh, I thought 19. It was 16 through 19.
16 through 19, all the accepting 19. And appropriating.
Yep. They were all accepting and appropriating grant funds.
Yes.
Resolution 20.
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Thu, creating one senior social work assistant position, CSEA grade L, within the Department of Community Services.
Second, Pelham.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 20 carries. Will the clerk please read resolution 21?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Thu, creating two help desk technical assistant positions, CSEA grade G, within the Department of Social Services.
Second.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 21 carries. Will the clerk please read resolution 22?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Thu, creating two caseworker positions, CSEA grade K, within the Department of Social Services.
Second, Pelham.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes. Resolution 22 carries. Will the clerk please read resolution 23?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Thu, creating one computer operations supervisor position, CSEA grade N, within the Department of Social Services.
Second.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 23 carries. Will the clerk please read resolution 24?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick, confirming the appointment of members to the Marsh Ditch Watershed Protection District Administrative Board.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions?
Yeah.
Mr. Thu.
With these board members, I'm terrible with names, so I probably know some of these people. I mean, do they like apply to be on the board? How do we come up with the names, and do we ever meet these people? Do they ever come in and present themselves to the
candidly community? For the watershed protection districts? No, because they're so self, administered. Yeah, that they basically work together and they present names, and most of these names are ones that have been on for a very long time. So for these kind of appointments, no. For some of your other committees, yes.
This is kind of procedural that the state requires, right?
They need to have a board that you appoint, and we candidly rely upon them to give us names.
Right, and that's because they've got the special taxation
district,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah, right, okay.
Well, if I could say, please. It's basically the drainage ditch and the irrigation ditch for that property, and most of these are all landowners.
Right.
That participate, that want water or want to get rid of water.
They have to be within the district.
Jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
You have to maintain the water level for that ditch. That.
Yeah, I mean, probably could be done some other way, but it just happens to come to the county, really.
Yeah, frankly, for what you said, based on state law for this particular one.
Right, okay.
Any other questions? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Resolution 24 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 25?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick, appointing members to the Soil and Water Conservation District Board of Directors.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Yes, Ms. Shannon.
So Ernest Swift, do we know about him?
Mm-hmm. I think he's been on the board for quite a few years.
Has he a very long time?
Yes.
Long
very time. Good.
Yeah, and
very well educated on it.
Very good.
He's the state, actually, he's the state treasurer for the state of New York conservation districts.
Thanks, Bob. I'm learning, so I
understood.
Know these things. Yeah.
Any other questions? Seeing none, this is also by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Resolution 25 mm-hmm. carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 26?
Introduced by Mr. Hanna. Memorializing and supporting the addition of four plaques to the Hornellsville Civil War Soldiers Monument.
Second word.
Are there any questions or comments? Mr. Potter.
Yeah, why is the county involved with this?
We're just memorializing and expressing support.
Okay.
And these residents are just going to be recognized on the war monument. Anything else to add?
No, Griffin brought it to our attention as historian that this was a pretty cool project out there, and they were looking for some indication of county support, so a memorialization is one way to do that.
Okay,
no funds involved.
No problem.
No funds.
No.
Any other questions? Seeing none, this is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Resolution 26 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 27?
Introduced by Mr. Hanna, memorializing the New York State Public Service Commission to immediately review electric delivery charges, demanding improved cost controls and transparency regarding the escalating cost of electricity.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions or comments? Let's not open a comment period on this, but would anyone else have anything they want to add? All right, seeing none, this is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Resolution 27 carries by overwhelming support. All right, does anyone else have any other business?
I did have a question, Jack, on the Corning legal stuff. Does that have to come through this committee or just the admin committee?
Just admin.
Okay.
Because we have funds in the budget.
Great. And I do believe we have a need for executive session, and the needs are for?
Four items relative to litigation, two items relative to employment history of particular individuals.
So I'll entertain a motion to go into
executive. So moved, Pelham. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are going into executive session.
Sign. You are in open session.
All right, we are in open session.
I'll make the motion to settle the claim for $50,000.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Is this by roll call?
Yes.
Yes. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Benetton?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Loxton?
Yes.
The resolution, whatever number it is, carries.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Like it in the minutes. That
we are adjourned.
I'm
doing something.
Did you beat it?